is my pleasure, to present...
Good morning, and welcome to the Carmichael Dave Show, starring Carmichael Dave, Jay Mars, and your phone calls on the Fire Wings hotline at 1-800-920-1140. Text in on the Jiffy Loop text line at 44-1140. Now, strap in and sit down.
Shoot up, man.
Here's Carmichael Dave.
A wildcat formation. Pollard's going to run to his right. He's going to run to his right. He's going to be sagged and dropped. He drops the ball a lateral. It's caught in the backfield. Tackle made. That's the ball game. Box win. We beat the Cowboys 31-29. Fire the cannons.
I love it. We beat the Cowboys.
You're a Tampa Bay Buccaneers fan. You love that call.
Of course you do.
You love the call.
If you were for any of the 31 other teams, you're like, bro, really? We? You played a part in that?
Buccaneer radio on the call. By the way, not the greatest final play. Like, I know those never work, but what was that? Hey, hand the ball to the dude and then let him get smoked.
Yeah, I mean,
there's
listen.
Nothing. No backward passes, no lateral. I mean, kind of tried to lateral it. That didn't work.
Yeah, make it a little more interesting, guys.
I would think
I'll text Mike McCarthy.
Yeah, Mike McCarthy also having Greg Zuerlein kick a 79-yard field goal, wherever the heck that was. Well done.
Do you think... This is the most armchair quarterback, pun intended, thing of all time. Should they have gone for it instead of kicking the field goal to go up? Again, the most armchair quarterbacky thing of all time.
In retrospect, yes. But at the time, I mean, I don't know, man. And by the way, it certainly didn't look like Greg Zuerlein was on his game last night at first. As we said earlier, he was missing everything left. Just absolutely boosted left. Pretty easy for him field goal. Certainly easier than the one he made in the fourth quarter. Either way, it was a fantastic game. What a great way to kick off the year. You could not have asked for a better game. And, of course, Tampa Bay getting their second Super Bowl trophy. And then Tom Brady rushing out. What was it? There was a segment with Ian Gronkowski. He said, which ring is Tom Brady's favorite ring? And... Did you see?
Did
you see which one? It was a perfect answer. I'm going to be Tom
Brady. He says all of them.
No. Okay. No, he didn't. I'm going to be Tom Brady. You're going to be the media guy. Ask me which one of my Super Bowl rings is my favorite.
Tom. Yeah. So, you know, after the ceremony tonight, you got 7 rings. Yep. Which one is your favorite?
Well, Bill, I'll tell you. My favorite ring is always the next one.
Oh, that's a great answer, Tom. Also, my name is James.
Oh, sorry. That's a good answer. What's your favorite ring? The next one.
Good answer.
It's a good answer.
Cop-out answer, but a good answer.
Fall football coming. It's here. It starts Sunday, even though yesterday there was a game. We have been working behind the scenes to grab some old friends and a couple of new faces and nail them down, if you will, each and every week. We've been telling you all week what we're going to do, when we're going to do it. Without further ado... Mondays throughout football, we got ourselves a guy.
Sports 1140 is giving you the best NFL and 49ers coverage all season long. Joining the Carmichael Dave Show every Monday, the Athletics Matt Barrows.
We told you old friends, we told you new friends. Nobody is an older friend, and I don't mean that by age. I just mean that we go back a long way with our dear friend, Matt Barrows. Nobody knows more about the 49ers. Nobody's covered the 49ers better than Matt Barrows for The Athletic. And, you know, I'm always going to plug him because we have so many friends, whether it's Sam Amick, Jason Jones, so many that cover sports for The Athletic. Go to theathletic.com. It's cheaper than it should be. Get yourself a subscription. We're looking forward to having Matt on each and every Monday to talk San Francisco 49ers at 8:05. Matt, I don't know how the station bribes you to do this every single year, but somehow it works out. They must have some sort of incriminating photos or documentation on you, but all I care about is, number one, you're alive and well, which at one point on my old night show, as we know, we were worried about, and number two, you'll be sharing your wisdom with us each Monday at 8:05.
Yeah, so you need to grudge up that old tape of me almost choking to death. I was in the front seat of my car when I did that. They wouldn't have found my body for a week, probably. But, yeah, I realized that was probably the most exciting point in your career.
It was.
Listening to me almost choke to death on your show. But, no, I am excited to be part of your lineup, your crew. this season. We're going to have a good time talking about 49ers football.
Yeah, I think this is going to be a special season. Fingers crossed. You know, I'm a lifelong Niner fan, so there's a little bit of bias in there. But either way, whether it's Jimmy Garoppolo, Trey Lance, whatever Kyle Shanahan said, interesting, which always happens. Wins, losses, all of that. You'll be traveling all around. I know we'll be talking to you on the East Coast next week as well, post Lions game, pre Eagles game. So, hey, listen, you and I go back a long way. Speaking of the night show, you've always been very kind to us, and we could not be more happy to have you on each week, my man.
Well, likewise, and I look forward to talking to you next week. I'll probably be somewhere between Detroit and West Virginia when we do talk, and then from every Monday from that point on.
Perfect. Awesome. Matt, have a great week, weekend, I should say, and 48 hours from now, somewhere around 48 hours from now, we'll be looking at real-life NFL football. Thanks again, my man.
All right. Can't wait.
Yeah, Matt's going to be driving from – he's driving. So he – I'm assuming he flew out there and rented a car, mm-hmm. but he's going from Detroit over to West Virginia, you know, that Ohio, and then going straight to Philadelphia. So – on the road.
The Barrows family vacation.
I think we're getting
party
on
of
the
one.
I think we're going to get him in the car on Monday, but we're used to getting him with trains rolling sure. in the background. Love Matt. I've always loved Matt. Matt's been a mainstay with us for well over a decade now. Super excited to have him. You're going to notice a theme here. You're going to
And just a reminder, that's every Monday.
Every Monday.
8:05.
Every Monday.
Every Monday.
Every Monday, 8:05. But next up is Tuesday. Well, who are we going to get for Tuesdays?
Sports 1140 is giving you the best NFL and 49ers coverage all season long. Joining the Carmichael Dave Show every Tuesday, former NFL quarterback Sean Salisbury.
You heard it. I told you, new faces and old friends. And oh my goodness, I'm not even comfortable calling Sean an old friend because we've been through some stuff together. You all know how much I truly love Sean. I consider him a mentor. I consider him an older brother. Getting to know him over the last decade, nobody works harder. Nobody is smarter. Nobody knows the game more than him. And he didn't just talk football. He can talk anything. But we're going to have him every Tuesday at 8:05 to break down all the games for you. In addition to our Niner coverage, we've been announcing. Sean, I missed you. It's so good to have you back. Football ain't the same without Sean Salisbury. How you doing, buddy?
Brother, it's great to be back, too. I love you. It's going to be a fun fall with not only the NFL, but college football and anything. World Series right around the corner. Those Giants up there playing well in San Francisco area. So I'm jacked to be on with you. You know how I feel about you and how I feel about coming on with you. And hopefully we can somehow, some way get this COVID, get people healthy. The stadiums are filled up again, and we'll have passion and fun, and we will let it rip, brother. I'm looking forward to it.
With all the science and everything that everyone's talking about with all the medical stuff, I was curious, have you figured out a way? I feel like you figured out a way to clone yourself, and you haven't told anyone because you're on all, you're doing so much. And then we were just talking before you came on, Sean, and I know you said something about this on social media before, but reason number billion, I'm proud of you. You're studying to get your master's. Jeez.
I don't say this much, but I'm proud to say I'm a straight A student through half the master's program in science and sport management. Maybe I'll be a GM or an athletic director someday, or maybe I'll just have the plaque on my wall behind me so I can give everybody the middle finger and say, you're going to have to one day call me doctor because next up is the doctorate. So I, you know what, dude, I know what the other side looks like.
Yep.
And so staying busy has been a good thing, and I love it. I'm having a blast doing it, and I can neither confirm nor deny if there's another one of me. If there is another one of me, the world's in major danger, brother. You don't want two of me, trust me.
Would your clone be a better or worse golfer, Sean?
At this point, much better. Okay, much better. All he'd have to do is take a putter around the course and he'd be better than I am with a full bag. There you go.
It is not football season without Sean. I'm so happy. I'm so tickled to have you back, my man. Again, Mutual Admiration Society, every Tuesday at 8:05, starting this coming Tuesday. Thanks so much for coming back. You know how this city feels about you.
Can't wait. Feel the same way. Love you guys, and I look forward to getting this started next week, brother.
You guys know how much I love Sean Salisbury. And with Sean, we're going to be able to look at the whole picture. And by the way, when we get into baseball playoffs, et cetera, et cetera, you know, Sean's a multi-tool guy. But obviously the focus with him is on football, a national level football correspondent. You remember him from ESPN with John Clayton. You know, Sean's been on with us for years and years and years. He has his morning show that he does, Morning Drive, in Houston, Texas. Not to mention, he does stuff all over the place. But we got him nailed down each and every Tuesday at 8:05. Now, one of the things we're promoting here, Jay, is, you know, this is, especially with the Raiders gone now, this is a Niners town. It's always been a Niners town, but it's really a Niners town now. Looking to have a fantastic year, and there's nobody, there is no better 49er coverage in Sacramento than right here. We've made sure of that. We can have all the analysts and writers and this and that we want, but you got to have somebody on the field, right?
Sports 1140 is giving you the best NFL and 49ers coverage all season long. Joining the Carmichael Dave Show every Wednesday, 49ers defensive end and Sacramento's very own Eric Armstead.
Oh, man, we are so excited. 916 represents. We are doing amazing 49er coverage this year, but you got to have a player. And there's nobody on that roster I'd rather have, and I don't think there's anybody on that roster you all'd rather hear than somebody from right here in Sacramento. It is our good friend. You've heard him before, and you'll hear him throughout the season right here on Sports 1140 KHDK. Eric Armstead, how you doing, Eric? Thanks so much for doing this.
Yo, what's up? How you doing?
Doing great. We are looking forward to talking to you each week throughout the season. I know we're just days away from the start of the season. You guys take on the Detroit Lions. Do you still get butterflies? Do you still get crazy excited? Or are you a smooth, cool vet now?
Year seven, you know, I've been around the block a little bit, but it's definitely exciting. You know, it's going to be a great year. Excited to have fans back at games and get some normalcy back, and definitely excited to be a bigger part of the show this year. So I'm excited to be able to talk to you each week and talk a little football.
We're going to talk football, and then also I want to mention, we're going to talk a lot about your foundation. One of the many reasons we love you so much is your dedication to the community, your dedication to giving back. How much is that? How important has that foundation been to you, and how excited are you, I'm sure, over the next few months and years to grow it to help and reach even more people?
Yeah, it's a big part of what I do. I want to be just as good on the field as I am off the field, and that starts with giving back to my community. Since launching the Armstead Academic Project, we've been able to help a lot of kids, and I'm looking forward to helping more. And we have a lot planned this year that I'm excited to get an opportunity to share with everyone else.
I'm excited to help promote that as well. You'll be hearing a lot about Eric's foundation throughout the year. And Eric, listen, you know I am a lifelong diehard Niner fan, and I'm also very superstitious. I don't want to jinx anything, but man, after everything last year, after all the bad luck, am I wrong to think that I think something special is going to happen this year? I'm so excited.
No, I'm really excited too. I think we have a special team. I know we're eager and ready to get out there and play with each other. And, you know, we can't wait. I know the fans can't wait too.
Well, we just got a couple of days before you're hitting pads and doing it for real. We appreciate you taking time this morning. Looking forward to talking to Eric Armstead every Wednesday at 8:05 right here on KHDK. Eric, good luck this weekend. Be safe, and looking forward to the W, my man.
Appreciate you, man. Talk to you soon.
Oh, sorry. I almost interrupted him at the end there. Actually, I did. Eric Armstead. Each and every Wednesday.
8:05.
I'm so happy about this. I know I got to do the 8:05 thing. I'm so happy about this. You got to have a player. You got to have a player if you want to complete the coverage. And that doesn't mean that the analysts can't get it done. Of course they can. They can give us a broader picture. But to have somebody that's going to be on the field, hopefully all 17 games, contributing as Eric always does, to be able to give us that insight into the locker room, everything that goes on throughout. And obviously, Eric's foundation is very, very important to him, and that's going to be a focus for us each Wednesday at 8:05. We'll talk to him about the game, but we also want to help out and do everything we can to promote what he's doing with his foundation. We'll probably be out there for a live broadcast at some point at one of their events. But Eric's an old friend. You know, you're seeing a recurring theme here, not just Niner coverage, but also people that we know, that you know very well. So that takes care of Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Where do we go on Thursday?
Sports 1140 is giving you the best NFL and 49ers coverage all season long. Joining the Carmichael Dave Show every Thursday, the Sacramento Bee's Chris Biederman.
You heard it there, each and every Thursday at 8:05 from the paper of record, the Sacramento Bee, the one, the only Chris Biederman covering 49ers. Chris, great to have you on. Thanks so much for doing this every week. We're real excited to have you as a part of our Niner coverage.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I'm really looking forward to it.
You know, you work for the Bee. You know, I have a long background with the Bee. I know there's it's very professional there. You're very professional. Your thoughts on damaging your career by stooping down to our level? It's a big decision.
Well, I know audio is a very important medium these days, so I think it's important to stay fresh in that department and to exercise those muscles.
Well, speaking of exercise and muscles, a lot of exercise and muscles going on in training camp. I know you've been all over that. As I told your colleague, Matt Barrows, I think it's going to be a very I have a feeling this will be a very exciting year for the Niners. Obviously, I'm biased, but I imagine you're extremely excited to cover this season.
Yeah, it's going to be really interesting from a few different standpoints, right? Because this is a team that, you know, considers itself a Super Bowl contender, but it's also a team that just drafted a quarterback third overall. So there's a lot of interesting angles to view this team. And so really, no matter how it goes, it's going to be fascinating to see both for this season and the long term for the future.
We are absolutely wall-to-wall with 49er coverage, whether it's writers, whether it's players, whether it's play-by-play voices. Oh, wait, I might have given something away there. Chris, we appreciate your time. Thank you so much. And looking forward to talking to you each and every, I even clap my hands there, each and every Thursday at 8:05. I'm really excited, man. Thank you.
Yeah, I am too. Thanks a lot for having me.
So we got Matt Barrows at The Athletic on Mondays. Chris Biederman of the Sacramento Biederman on every Thursday.
Is that sticking the Sacramento Biederman?
The Sacramento Biedermans. Chris Biederman. Yeah, and so, well, hold on. Why would you have two beat writers? Well, it's very simple. Number one, they're both very good at what they do.
Yes.
Number two, I'm sure each is going to have from time to time, they're going to have different takes on different things. But also, a lot happens between Monday and Thursday. So Matt's going to kind of give us the post-game, if you will, whereas Sean Salisbury Tuesdays at 8:05 will give us, like, the whole wrap-up. Chris will give us more of a preview of everything, and we'll break down that following week, or in some cases, he's on Thursdays. We did that purposely that night's game when the Niners are doing Thursday night football, and then eventually Saturday, Sundays, Mondays, etc. So we just wanted to make sure we had every single thing covered, but we still have one more day. Don't forget, by the way, we've already been having him on, so obviously it didn't make sense to do a big intro for Dave Richard. Dave Richard will join us, as he always has, every Friday at 7:30 for your fantasy football, but at 8 o'clock, you cannot have 49er coverage without this man.
Sports 1140 is giving you the best NFL and 49ers coverage all season long. Joining the Carmichael Dave Show every Friday, the voice of the 49ers, Greg Papa.
You know how much I love Greg Papa. You know how much I respect Greg Papa. And we got our list. We saved the best truly for last when we put together our fall lineup, football each and every day. So by now, you know, we got Matt Barrows. We have Chris Biederman. We got Eric Armstead. We got Sean Salisbury. But for me, love everyone. Greg Papa, the voice of the San Francisco 49ers, coming back once again, makes me so happy. Greg, thank you so much for joining us yet another year.
Oh, Dave, it's my pleasure. And believe me, that's a heck of a lineup there. I know all those guys very, very well and respect all their opinion, so I guess it's fitting that I'm going last, because I think I'm your number nine hitter. Six guys, but it's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to the 49ers season, obviously. This is a really good football team. We had a great year in 2019, but I think this team is even better than the team that went to the Super Bowl 2 years ago.
I couldn't agree with you more. I'm a diehard Niner fan, and I'm biased, as I've been saying to everybody else, but you just have the feeling if we can just knock on wood, stay healthy, this thing is going to be a special season. And you get to call it once again, and I know how much you love your job. So each and every week, Friday at 8:05, we'll break everything down. And, oh, by the way, I know you do 500 million different jobs. We may have to check in with you on my Giants from time to time.
They're pretty good. Dodgers have lost a couple. Giants keep winning. League gets bigger. But we're going to get on an airplane now and go to Detroit and hopefully talk about it next Friday when this team is 1-0. But we're going to have a special fall in the Bay Area without question. And we can't wait for the Kings and Warriors to start rolling, but the Giants and 49ers are Giants are giving us a special year, and the 49ers could give us one as well.
You watch, we watch Greg Papa just about every day during baseball season. Now football is here. The voice of the 49ers joining us each Friday at 8:05. Greg, thank you so much. I look forward to talking to you just about a week from now.
Yeah, Dave. Look forward to it. Talk next Friday. Have a great week.
Wow.
Yep. There you go. There you go. The fall lineup is set. Each and every day we will have a different person on, different abilities.
Different voices. Different perspectives.
So important. Ah. Very excited. Every day. Matt Barrow's on Mondays at 8:05. Sean Salisbury Tuesdays, 8:05. Eric Armstead, San Francisco 49er, every Wednesday at 8:05. Chris Biederman, Sacramento Bee beat writer for the Niners, Thursdays at 8:05. Greg Papa, the voice of the 49ers, Fridays at 8:05. That's it. I mean, I say that's it.
That's it. That's all.
Yeah, that's all. Listen,
meh.
Not for nothing, but obviously throughout the year where we have room, we'll be adding in guests to those guests as topical. And then already, by the way, just a big preview. We're less than a month away from preseason basketball. We've already got two weekly shows in the hopper with Sam Amick and Sacramento Kings TV analyst Katie Christensen-Hunter. They'll be joining us each and every week. That doesn't even count the other stuff we're working on. Basically, the goal here, Jay, is for me to be able to come in and just interview people for 3 hours.
It's the best radio, if you ask me.
No, yeah. Less of us, more of them. When I say me, I mean, you know, us. Very excited. I'm very excited. Can you tell I'm excited?
Yeah, you sound like Borat.
I know. Very excited.
Very excited.
So yeah, anyways, with the Niners starting this weekend. Oh, and by the way, we'll still cover football in general. We'll still talk about your Raiders. I know there's a lot of Raider fans out there as well. I'm a little more bullish on the Raiders, I think, this year than most people are. That's fine.
He thinks they're going to be a game above 500.
I think they're not going to be 4-12 like most people do.
Who was thinking they're well, 4-13?
Or 4-13, excuse me.
17 weeks.
I mean, I see anywhere from 4, 5, 6. You know, listen, they're. I'll tell you who I'm bullish on that team this year is Henry Ruggs. I am.
You think Henry Ruggs is breaking through this year?
I have him in both my fantasy leagues.
Oh, so that's why you're bullish on him?
Well, it's because I'm bullish that I drafted him. I was bullish before him.
What if Brian Edwards becomes that guy?
I'm not saying he can't, but you know I'm...
It kind of sounds like you're saying he can't.
Well, okay, he can't. It's not possible.
It's Henry Ruggs or bust.
This is Henry Ruggs' world. By the way, great news for Raider fans. Did you see Darren Waller hired Clutch Sports?
Yes, I did. Boy, does he have a lot of representation.
Well, he'll be...
Wow, I didn't know you hate Clutch Sports.
I'm just saying, you know, T-minus 3-2-1 till he's asking for, you know, $150 million he wants out. Well, you know, I don't have my normal transitions. I'm sorry. I'm just way too pumped up. Way too pumped up with all this stuff going on. How about everybody over at my good friends at Hoplin? I mean, really, honestly, everything going on right now, such a great way to save money. Now, you saw the rain last night and maybe even a little bit today. I know you saw it. You might have felt it. Trust me when I say, even though we're in the middle of 90-degree weather, whatever it may be, there's going to come a time here very quickly where you're going to move from, hey, hey, this Hoblet truck is fantastic for camping, into, hey, I sure am glad I have this Hoblet truck because it's windy and rainy outside. And boy, oh boy, am I glad I've got this on the road. I'm a Dodge, number one Ram dealer in the area. And I wonder, it consistently one of the top-ranked Ram dealers in the entire country. There's a reason why they're regularly J.D. Power's Customer Service Award winners for excellence. There's a reason why people go back and back and back to Hoblet Dodge and bring their friends and bring their family. Search, select, and save at HobletDodge.com. Your one-stop shop for all things Ram. Hoblet Dodge, just 5 minutes from the airport, right there in downtown Woodland. Get up there today, and you tell him your good buddy Carmichael Dave sent you.
That was nice.
Coming up next.
All right. We keep debuting things. This is actually really cool. We got our friend Peter from United Wholesale Mortgage coming on. He knows a little bit about sports, he says. We'll find out.
Got something to say? Text the show at 916-339-1140. The Carmichael Dave Show returns now.
Got to catch our breath here. My goodness gracious. All right, so we've got our rundown for you. Also, in addition to Dave Richard every Friday at 7:30, in addition to Greg Papa, the voice of the 49ers, every Friday at 8:05. We've also got my friend Peter on from United Wholesale Mortgage. Now, you're saying, hold on, we know who Shelby is. Who's Peter? And why are you having him on? Well, here's the thing. I got to talk to Peter. He's got a sports background that I'll explain in a second. The sports runs deep in his family. And, you know, I have so many friends. They're like, oh, I know sports.
Oh, I'm Dave. I have so many friends.
I know, right? I know sports. And Peter is a guy who feels like he has a very good grasp on which games to go with, which games not to, who's going to win what game and whatever. So I said, okay, well, tell you what, let's do it with the spread. And I'm going to let you challenge my listeners each and every week, but you got to put your money where your mouth is. So every week, Peter's going to come on. And we're going to pick four games. We're going to pick the Niner game, the Raider game, the Monday Night Football game, and then Peter's going to have his specific pick. He'll pick out a game. We'll do it against the spread. One of you is going to have an opportunity to come in. You know, Jay will make his pay. I'll make mine. Peter will make,
I'll win.
You know the set. You probably, you might.
Remember when you were doing this, that last time we did this, and I like won every week?
Yeah, but that I wasn't trying.
Yeah, you were.
No, I wasn't.
No, so, honest to God, you were.
But it's not about you and me. It's about the listener. It's about Peter. And I say the listener, singular. Because if you beat Peter, he's put up, I was thinking like maybe, I don't know, like a gift certificate to a food place or something. He's giving away a set of cornhole boards, brand new. With a little logo on it and everything.
So we can't win these.
No, I know.
That's stupid.
I know. Well, my parents just got me one for Christmas or for my birthday. So
what are you, 12?
Yeah.
My parents got me a cornhole board for Christmas.
But, I mean, these are like legit cornhole boards. So it's
not bootlegs.
It's very simple. If you're able,
Peter hung up.
If you're able to beat him, you win. That's it. Got it? So give us a call right now, 916-339-1140. Actually, let me give you the 800 number, 1-800-920-1140. Call in right now. You can listen online. And then we get back, not from this break, from the next one. We'll take your pick. It's that simple. We'll take one of you, we'll take your pick. No catch. If he goes 2-2 and you go 3-2, if he goes 3-1, you go 4-0, you get the point. You win a cornhole board. Or should I say cornhole boards, I guess. I don't know how you refer to it. You get the set of cornhole boards. And by the way, if he loses every week, you win every week. Joining us right now from United Wholesale Lending. As I said, you know Shelby very well. He comes on with us every week, been on with us many, many times. Before we get to Peter, let me let the voice guy help out.
It's Friday, and that means one thing.
The best time in football is on Friday night.
It's Football Friday.
Hello, can
football
you hear me?
Fridays on Sports 1140 KHTK is brought to you by United Wholesale Lending.
Well, there you go. And, yeah, we can absolutely hear you. Peter, it's Dave, it's Jay. Good morning. Welcome in. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
Good. And thank you for asking. I explained the whole contest ahead of time so you wouldn't have to, and it's really cool what you're doing. But also, I want to point out here, we don't have a ton of time, but we got to get to our picks. But you and I were talking on the phone the other day, and I want to point out you're not just some schmo calling in who's watched a sport or two. You've got sports pretty deep in your family. And let me start out. Your sister, correct? Your sister is the captain of the Raiderettes now in Las Vegas. That's a pretty big deal.
It is, especially, you know, moving from Oakland. Mm-hmm. So in our family, we're all 49er fans. So it was kind of, you know, when she told me she was going to try out for the Raiderettes, I was excited for her. A little part of me was kind of envious. I wish she was, you know, doing the 49ers. Mm-hmm. But she made the team. She's danced her whole life. And it was super cool to watch her and, you know, see her on the field. And then when the Raiders moved to Las Vegas, I was like, there's no way she's going to move out there. And she moved out there, made the team. And, you know, year one, have a pandemic. She doesn't even get a chance to cheer. And so it's going to be pretty exciting to go out and watch her this year. But, yeah, so she is one of the captains of the Raiderettes.
And then that's not it. Talk just real quick. You've got some family above you that really was embedded in sports.
So my grandfather on my mom's side was actually a doctor, and he was one of the doctors for a lot of major fighters. He was a doctor for Muhammad Ali, Roy Jones Jr., Sugar Shane Mosley. So growing up, we used to always love watching boxing, and I have a ton of pictures with him with a lot of major fighters. It was always pretty cool to be able to see that.
Okay, so each and every week, and obviously you're a football fan, and you root for the correct team, the 49ers. So each and every week, it's very, very simple. You're going to come on, as I explained. We're going to go around the horn here on four games, Niner game, Raider game, Monday Night Football game, and finally a game that you have picked each and every week. We're going to be doing these with the spread. Also, we'll be getting Monday Night Football total points, by the way, as a tiebreaker. And then it's just simple. You've bought a bunch of cornhole boards. These aren't cheap. You've gone out and put your money where your mouth is. Somebody beats you, they get a cornhole board, right? Simple?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. Without further ado, Jay, are you ready?
I am Reggie.
All right. Here we go. Pick number one. Let's start with the San Francisco 49ers, 10 a.m. on Sunday. God, I love doing this. Football is back.
Yes.
I love it so much.
10 a.m. is the best start time.
Truly,
yes.
Especially when it's your team. 10 a.m. Sunday, Niners go to Detroit, Ford Field, to take on the Lions. Niners favored in this one by 8 points. Jay, let me start with you, your pick.
Niners.
Niners, you're going Niners.
Going Niners.
Okay. I think the Niners are going to win this game. But I think the Lions are going to cover. I've been flip-flopping on it all
More
week.
More like Carmichael Goff.
8 points on the road. It makes me nervous. Plus, you know me, I always try to reverse jinx stuff.
DeAndre Dave.
All right, so Jay, you're going with the Niners. I will take Detroit. The first Peter's pick of the year. Peter, Niners favored by 8. Who you go with?
Well, Lions have a new coach, a new quarterback. They lost Kelly Golladay. They lost Marvin Jones. Niners are healthy. I think the Niners cover by double digits.
Wow. Look at
Peter
that.
Is a lot smarter than you. Okay.
All right. Fine. Gabe, yeah, wow, you guys are both just going to lose. That's fine. Actually, you know what? Truly, I hope I'm wrong. Game number two. This will actually count. We're going to do three games this week because this doubles up as our Monday Night Football game. Ravens visit Las Vegas, Allegiant Stadium, to take on the Raiders. 5:15 kickoff this Monday. Jay, the Ravens favorite on the road. A couple of road favorites here by 4 points.
You know, generally I would go with the Ravens here, but the Raiders are always kind of fluky in that opening game on Monday Night Football. Football. Also football.
Yeah.
Give me the Raiders this
week.
Wow.
Wow. Well, looks like you and I are going to be. I understand that the Ravens just had to go down the street to the park to pick up a running back. I completely get that. But I just think they're light years ahead of the Raiders. That Ravens defense is going to be a problem, and they still have that guy, Lamar Jackson. I will take Baltimore. And, Peter, your thoughts?
I think that for the Raiders, they've built their new stadium. The anticipation for, you know, a whole year. Mm-hmm. Losing three running backs, you're never going to get a more beat-up Baltimore team. lost cornerback for the season, all pro. I'm going to take the Raiders covering the spread.
No bias there because your sister at all. I mean, let's just be honest.
I hope they lose, but I hope they cover the spread.
All right, number three. This is your game now. You give us the game that we're all three going to pick.
I think the lock of the week, hands down, in my opinion, is going to be the Rams over the Bears. I think that in all reality, the Bears have a QB controversy. Not at all. Andy Dalton is not a good quarterback, in my opinion. They did have a rookie Fields. I do not think they want to play him on his first game ever in the NFL against the best defensive player that we might have ever seen. They don't want him to get hurt. Matt Stafford, I think, is going to throw for over 350 yards. Vegas gives the Rams the fourth best odds. I think that they cover easy against a Bears offensive line that was ranked 28. I think they're going to force turnovers and lay the points. It's going to be a blowout.
I don't even need to talk to Jay. I can tell you right now, we love hearing you say that because in our knockout league, yes, both Jay and I picked the Rams as our team this week. Jay, am I wrong here? I assume we're all three going Rams.
I am Ba-Ram unit.
Okay, all right. So here we go. So as far as you guys are concerned, it doesn't matter what we picked, although we will be keeping track here. Against the spread, Peter goes with the 49ers, the Raiders, and his lock of the week, the Rams. So 1-800-920-1140, 916-339-1140. Get your picks in. We'll take your call right now during the break. And then if you beat Peter, you get a couple of cornhole boards. So same time, same channel next week. Peter, we appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me on. You guys have a great day.
All right, you too. That's Peter from United Wholesale Mortgage. He's, of course, partnered up with Shelby. You can go to refinancewithshelby.com. That's refinancewithshelby.com. Fired up for this Sunday? Is it fair to say, Jay, are you fired up for this Sunday?
Boy, am I.
Are you fired up? Because here's why I ask. You can be fired up all you want, but if you run out of fuel, dude, it's not going to work. That's about a B+. Cinch.com. It's for my buddy Andrew out there. Talking directly to you, friend, and all the rest of you. Don't have propane anxiety. CYNCH.com. Cinch.com. It's propane exchange. Put your old tanks out there. Your old empty, dirty, cobwebby tanks. Grab yourself a brand new one. Cinch.com is a propane delivery service. It's not a subscription. You don't need, you're not going to get a bunch of emails and texts. You go to cinch.com when you need propane. Day or two later, it's on your front porch and they take your old tents. And it's cheaper than the gas station. What more do you need? Whether you're grilling, whether you need those space heaters going soon enough, fire pit, whatever you need propane for, you don't need me to tell you. Right now, your first exchange is just $10. That's half the price, at least, of what you get at the gas station. It's that simple. CYNCH. Cinch.com, promo code Dave. That's Cinch.com, promo code Dave. We will take our final break.
Yeah! That was nice!
Coming up next.
All right, big segment, What's on Tap? And boys, there are a lot on tap, not just football, baseball as well. We got Once in a Blue Moon with Jay Mars and a crossover. My goodness! A lot to get to. Don't go away. We're right back.
The number 12 mid-market sports morning show in the country. It's the Carmichael Dave Show on Sports 1140 KHCK.
All right, a lot to get to, so real quick. Ryan, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Good, man. You ready to win some cornhole boards by beating Peter?
Oh, God willing.
Okay, here we go. Game number one, the San Francisco 49ers versus the Detroit Lions. The Niners favored by 8 in Detroit. Who are you taking?
I think I'm going to rock with you on this one, Dave. I think the Niners win, but I don't think they cover that spread.
That's a smart, smart man's going to win himself some cornhole boards. Number two, Raiders, Ravens. The Las Vegas Ravens. The Las Vegas.
Them there, Ravers.
You know why I'm screwed up? Because I still wrote it down as Oak. You know, OAK. That's not good. The Ravens favored by 4 in Las Vegas. Who are you taking here?
I'm going to take the Ravens.
Taking the Ravens. Hey, 2 for 2 right there. And number three, the Rams. This is Peter's lock of the week. The Rams and their brand new quarterback taking on the Chicago Bears. Rams at home favored by 7.5. Who you got, Ryan?
as a Viking fan stuck in mediocrity, I got to take the Rams to smash the Bears.
Okay, there you go. All right. There you go. Oh, you know what? We didn't even do total points for Monday night, but it doesn't matter because he's there's one way or the other, one of them's going to win.
We got one wrong. Yep,
we got one wrong. All right, my man. We got your information. Do we have his information?
I'll get it here.
I'll put you on hold, get your information to Jay here in a minute, and I hope you get those cornhole boards, man. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
All right.
What's the line on that Niners-Lions game again?
Niners-Lions, 8-even. 8-even.
Hey, thanks.
What's on tap? I feel weird because the whole – are we doing the whole thing?
I got the thing. You ready for the thing?
Let's do the thing.
Yeah, let's go. Come on.
Uh-huh.
It's What's on Tap. Here's what you need to know, what you need to watch, what you need to follow today. It's What's on Tap. Brought to you by
the timeout feature on the YouTube chat.
Oh, did we have to use that on Chris?
Twice.
Oh, why? Is he just getting Chrissy?
He's just Chrissing way too hard this morning.
He needs to quit Chrissing so much. Golly, the timeout feature on the YouTube app. Very, very handy. It's a way that we can just basically say, hey, you know what? You need a break. Go to the bullpen, get yourself some Gatorade, come on back. Let's try it again, Buster. Get yourself one today. Too bad we can't use that in real life on people. Wouldn't that be great?
Well, I mean, I put my son on timeout. Does that count?
I'm saying all people. Like, anyway, I can just walk up to a guy. He's freaking out at a fast food. Hey, you know what? You need a timeout.
We should have timeout police.
We should. We should get a sponsor.
Patrolling the fast food restaurants near you.
There is so much on tap. I don't even know where to start. So let's just go here. Niners, Lions. We've been talking about that. That's 10 a.m. Niners favored by 8 in Detroit. Niners looking to march back to the Super Bowl. Browns, Chiefs. That's going to be a fun one. That's an Arrowhead. That's a 125 start. She's favored by 5.5 there. Packers visit New Orleans also at 125. Sunday Night Football, why? Chicago versus the Rams in L.A. I mean, whatever, fine, but I don't know. It's Los Angeles and Chicago. That's why they're doing that. And then Monday Night Football, hey, is it just me? Don't we usually have two Monday Night games to open the year?
Yes, usually.
That's kind of weird, isn't it? No.
You know, I prefer the one.
To be clear, I do too.
I prefer the one.
But I can't, maybe it was just last year, but I COVID aside, I got to go back and look at the last time there was just one Monday night game. I feel like it's been that way for a long time. Either way, I like this better. What?
Nothing.
Okay. Just... Raiders, Ravens, 5:15. Ravens favored by 4. So we got a great weekend there for you in football. Obviously, a lot of college football tomorrow as well. But don't forget, hey, day baseball, Wrigley Field, a tradition, Friday day games, Cubs, Giants. Giants just swept the Rockies, looking to take on those Cubbies. Playing better of late. Kyle Hendricks is about as close to an ace as they have, 14-6 on the year. That's at 11:20. Giants fans will also want to know what the Dodgers are doing. They're back home against San Diego.
And Dodgers lost last night.
Yes, they did. 2.5 game lead. Hey, listen, 1.5 more, and I told you I'm calling it.
So you might be actually able to call it this weekend. Possibly.
If everything goes right for the Giants, I will call it on Monday. A's looking to continue their winning ways. They have won 2 in a row. One more, and it's a streak, folks. Athletics, Rangers, 6:40 right here on the Sporty. 11:40. I believe that's a 6 o'clock start on the pregame. Glenn Otto versus Paul Blackburn for the A's. It's a lot on tap, man. Finally, we made it. We're done. We've got sports back, all of them. Basketball next.
We have crossed the bridge, so to speak.
Oh, gosh, I'm so excited. But we also have Once in a Blue Moon right now.
Once in a Blue Moon, brought to you by Blue Moon Beer. Here's Jay Mars.
Let's keep it on football, shall we?
Yeah.
With 2 touchdown connections last night, Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski have now combined on 100 passing touchdowns in their career, including the playoffs. The only quarterback-receiver combo to have combined for more touchdowns, including the playoffs, in NFL history. Peyton Manning and Marvin Harrison, who are at 114. Do Gronk and Brady break that record this year?
God, that would mean that Gronk would need 16 touchdowns. No. 17 touchdowns to break. No. But
remember, including playoffs.
Gronk's not getting 17 touchdowns, dude, including playoffs.
Think about it. So he's already got 2 on the season.
Yes, he's on pace for 34.
There's 16 weeks left, and we're guessing Tampa Bay is going to play at least a couple playoff games.
Nope, and you know he's not. He ain't getting 17 touchdowns. You think he is? 17?
I'm not here to say he's going to do it. I'm just saying I wouldn't be shocked if it happened.
You wouldn't be shocked if Rob Gronkowski...
Like you say, he's on pace for 34.
had 17 touchdowns.
He just needs one more each game for the rest of the season, plus one in the playoffs.
So stupid.
And why would he need 17 if 114 is their number? He would need 15.
Well, it's, hold on, 114. He's got 100 right now, 14. So two touchdowns, because he had two touchdowns yesterday.
Yeah, where are you getting seven?
So I'm saying,
oh, you mean on the whole season?
Yeah, I'm saying on the whole season, you add 14 to two. That would tie him, and then one to break it, right?
I don't think so.
Oh, wait, hold on. Oh no, 13. Sorry.
Yeah. See, you're.
Oh God, you're right.
So there's this rule on the show: don't do math.
Wait, hold on.
I'd like for you to follow the rule.
He's got 100 now, so he needs 14 more. No, I'm right.
Tie.
He got to, hold on. He got to 100 with two touchdowns last night, so he's got two. He needs 14 more to tie.
I thought you were saying 17 more to tie.
I'm saying, no, 17 to break it.
17 total for the season.
To break it. Okay. Correct. Correct.
Let's cross over before we.
By the way, Derrick Henry led the league in touchdowns last year with 17.
There you go.
Yeah, it ain't happening. All right, what do we got? Crossover? Let's do this.
Who is it?
What's happening on the afternoons with Jason Ross?
Who is the boss?
Let's find out right now with the crossover.
Here's today's crossover.
Hey guys, happy Friday. Want to hit you with this question to get us into the weekend. And Dave, it feels like it's specifically designed for you. Okay. But Jay, I certainly want your answer because I actually want to see where the differences are here between you two guys. This was something that was posted on Twitter the other day from the Houston Rockets. Yeah. You're offered $10 million to score in the paint. Again, in the paint against Hakeem Olajuwon, one-on-one, you're given 10 chances. Nope. And again, this is prime dream.
Nope.
Prime Hakeem Olajuwon.
Nope.
If you fail,
yep,
you won't be able to use your phone ever again.
Yep.
So would you take the challenge?
No.
Again, you score one out of 10 times, you get $10 million.
Nope.
You don't, against prime Hakeem in the paint, you lose phone privileges forever. What do you do?
Let me.
Oh,
say,
this is easy.
Let me say this.
And we're gonna have a different answer.
Not
I think.
Even the phone thing. Let's say how much money did you say it was?
$10 million.
If the deal was, I had to put $1,000 up against $15 million instead of the phone thing. I just had to put $1,000 up. I just lose $1,000. That's a lot of money, but it's not gonna. I'm not gonna live in a box if I do that. I would still say no. No, it's,
you're tripping.
It's prime Hakeem.
You're tripping
in the paint.
You're tripping.
I'm tripping that you, anybody who thinks that wasn't an NBA player, they could score on Hakeem Olajuwon in his prime, in the paint, is
David,
doing the drugs.
It's a win-win situation.
Okay.
I hate this thing. I hate the connectivity that it gives people to me. I hate it.
Uh-huh.
So if I lose, which is the most likely outcome,
yeah,
I don't have to have this anymore. Like, I'm in it.
You say that, and I I admire the logic, and I believe you believe that.
Because I will go get, like, a regular old phone that can text and call.
But hold on a second. I believe you believe that. But here's the flaw in the logic there.
There's no flaw.
There is. Why don't you just do that now?
Because right now, I need it.
But you wouldn't need it then?
No, I probably would.
Of course
you would. But hold on. Now I have an excuse not to have it, though.
Oh, I challenged Hakeem Olajuwon, and I obviously...
No, Hakeem challenged me.
Yeah, whatever. And now, I mean, you say that, but
and here's
your
the
son
other...
trying to get a hold of you, your girl trying to get a
again,
hold of you.
I will get a...
Nothing stopping
a burner
you.
Phone.
Nothing. No, you can't have a phone.
No, he said... This one.
Oh, I don't think the spirit of the rule, Jay.
No, I think he means like a mobile device like this. I will never have one again.
I'm pretty sure he means you can't use a cell phone.
No, I think we could use a cell phone that could do standard calling and texting, but no
That's
internet
not
access.
Or anything. That is 100%.
You're tripping. Also, with the $10 million, I have $10 million. I have an opportunity at $10 million. I'm never going to have an opportunity at that again.
Sure.
You got to leave room for something fluky to happen, right? Like, what if Hakeem slips?
Yeah.
And I can score.
Sure.
I'm $10 million richer.
There's always a – you can throw it up from, you know, backwards, of course. But I'm saying
– I'm buying you a new Honda Civic if this happens.
Thank you. The whole – it's just – crossover time. Jason, very simple. This is such a cookie-cutter sports radio thing. I don't care. It's opening weekend. Give me your lock of the week. Give me your upset of the week. Please use Vegas lines in your answer. For Jay, I'm Dave. Jim Rome is next. Love you. Go Kings. Bye-bye now.